You are listening to the Aligned and Alive podcast with Chrissy May, where we discuss the various aspects of spirituality and wellness. A place where you can find guidance and a space to explore your life's meaning and purpose, allowing you to become connected, aligned, and feeling fully alive. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Aligned and Alive. I'm your host, Chrissy May, and today I'm providing you three powerful tips to live a life of freedom. If you follow me on Instagram, you may have caught some behind the scenes of my 8 glorious days on Maui. There's always something about that magical island that makes me feel so alive. From the morning outdoor workouts and time connecting with friends who live there, to the stunning sunsets and the slower pace of life, which is what inspired this episode. Mark Manson is a 3-time number one New York Times bestselling author and one of my favorite books, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F. You can insert there. We're going to keep this PG for this episode, as well as many other titles he's written. His books have sold over 20 million copies, been translated into more than 65 languages, and reached number one in more than a dozen countries. So he knows a thing or two about a thing or two. And I was reading an article that he wrote the other day on the most important question of your life. He talks about how everyone wants to feel good, live a carefree, happy, and easy life, fall in love, have amazing sex, have amazing relationships, look great, tons of money. And he says, if you ask the question, what do you want out of life? Most people would respond to be happy, have a great family, and a job they like. It's so widespread that it doesn't really mean anything. So he decided to pose a more interesting question, a question perhaps you've never considered before. And that is, what pain do you really want in your life? Like, what are you willing to struggle for? Because that seems to be the greater factor of how our lives turn out. You see, everyone wants to have an amazing job, financial independence, yet not are all willing to suffer through the long hours, consistently showing up day after day. People want to be rich without the risk, without the sacrifice, and without the delayed gratification necessary to accumulate wealth. And how about those awesome relationships with amazing sex that are thriving and healthy long after the honeymoon phase? Not everyone is willing to go through tough conversations, awkward silences, hurt feelings, and emotional breakthroughs to get there. Most view pain as an objectively negative thing to be avoided, rather than viewing it with a lens of happiness sometimes requires struggle. The positive is the side effect of handling the negative experience. One of my favorite quotes is by Dr. Wayne Dyer and states, "When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change." I certainly view struggle and pain as opportunities to grow and evolve. I don't believe in failure, only learning curves. So when you can become comfortable with the uncomfortable, you will begin to live a life of freedom, no longer avoiding the very thing that will ultimately set you free in all areas of your life. So I'm going to give you 3 powerful tips that you can use right now to shift out of any stalemate situation and rise towards freedom. And freedom means many things to different people. So first and foremost, define what that looks like for you. Most would agree that it is living life on your own terms. The freedom of money, the freedom of time, and the freedom of health. And I believe the highest form of wealth is the freedom of time in good health. So how do we create this? Well, number one, I believe it's the power of good habits. You have to develop habits for success that will set you up for a life of freedom in every way possible. Why do you think so many people commit to personal development? Because they understand the power in upgrading oneself daily with repetitive habits that are advancing them to a higher quality of living. And back to Mark Manson's point to what pain do you want in your life? This becomes one of those pain points. Delayed gratification is a great example of a good habit to acquire, especially in the beginning when you are setting yourself up for a life of freedom. Are you racking up debt from frivolous spending that isn't moving the needle forward? Or are you finding ways to have your money, as small as it may be, multiply over and over and work for you? There are so many ways to create multiple streams of income right now. You just have to be willing to go through the pain it takes to learn and implement. Or how about your health? Not everyone loves working out and eating healthy, yet many will still create that habit as they understand what quality of life they will reap from that decision. Or what if it's your relationships? Are you willing to get super uncomfortable and have every tough conversation possible so it can take on a new life and have joy and fulfillment, or possibly walk away and begin anew? All of these actions require some sort of pain element, yet they all provide a life of freedom. And number two, the power of the pivot. Hello, how flexible and mutable are you in life? If there is one constant, it's change. Country singer Tracy Lawrence has a famous song on it called "Time Marches On." This is a tough one for many. Yet, if you can live a life free of attachment, you have just mastered a huge part of freedom. Again, I'm not saying it comes without pain. That's inevitable. Yet it doesn't have to be so catastrophic to where you feel as if life itself is over. I have found that my daily practices have allowed me to tap into this with greater ease. I understand that life can change in the blink of an eye, and I know what it feels like to feel like everything is crashing down all at once. Yet I also know what it's like to flip the script and in my favor. Feel the pain, process it, then begin to reframe it. Reframing your experience helps shift the energy and emotions quickly. You probably have heard the catchy phrase, "Everything happens for you, not to you." And that's true. Contrary to what you may be attached at this very moment to, whatever you are experiencing, it is happening for you. To learn something, to begin again, to recreate, to witness just how short life really is. There is nothing like illness, heartbreak, or misfortune to pop you right back into the present moment and realize just how fragile and precious life really is. How are you going to pivot and pack in as much gratitude for all you are experiencing? We are all being presented with choices every single day, at every single moment. Maybe you just need to laugh more. Stop and smell the roses and not be so serious. Maybe, just maybe, you need to make a huge pivot in your life right now. That is painful, yet that will be the very thing that will set you free. And number three on the power tips is the power of leverage. Hard work alone will not make you rich. Leverage does. The law of leverage and acceleration. This is where I'm finding myself these days. It can be very, very uncomfortable in the beginning when you're entering into this phase if it's something you're not used to. And it can seem extremely expensive, especially in the beginning. However, If you can get the right team in place, this will provide you a huge life of freedom. That 8 glorious day Maui trip I just took would never have been possible without Leverage. The key is to create a business that can run without you there. And it didn't happen overnight. And it came with a lot of pain, but it was made possible by having a plan, consistently showing up and moving through it to that next level. Where can you leverage areas of your life right now so you cannot just have freedom to take a trip, yet focus on that next phase of growth? Next levels require leverage. Whether it's hiring your first assistant to making sure all those little tasks that you really don't have to be doing are covered, so you can now create more efficiently and effectively in other areas of your life. When I hired my production podcast team, my world shifted overnight. I recall the first month they took everything over. I woke up that morning, my new episode had just posted, and I received a notification, like many of you do, that a new episode of Aligned and Alive just dropped. And I remember thinking, huh? All the show notes were written. My YouTube video is up. All is taken care of. What am I going to do today now? This is a great example of leverage. I was able to focus on building additional businesses now and assisting our current ones now that I had all this time on my plate. So everything else can now grow and flourish because I was able to leverage the production of my podcast. And that's not something that everyone can do right out the gate because it is an investment, monetarily speaking. However, I can now utilize my newfound time to create and grow in other areas. Ultimately, freedom is the goal. I don't think any of you would disagree with that one. I don't know anybody who wants to be chained down to the day-to-day grind. So take a moment to carve out a plan on how to create more freedom in your life so you can have more time to be present and smell those beautiful roses. I have some special links for you in the show notes today. I'm not going to go real deep with all of them, but many of you have asked about the Glossy Skin and Gut Repair drink that I'm now drinking, Lori Harder's little creation. It is amazing. I have a link for that in the show notes for you. I will talk more about that next episode. The collagen. I still get questions on collagen. I'm going to actually leave the episode that I recorded on collagen a while back so you can learn more about liquid collagen. Of course, a link on how you can grab it right now and save on your first purchase. I've been on it now for 1.5 years and my results just keep multiplying. My hair is the longest and thickest it's ever been. My skin is glowing. My ligaments feel great. It has just been a game changer for me. So that link will be in the show notes as well. Maui Women's Experience. So for those of you who have been messaging me from my little post and my stories on Instagram when I was on Maui, yes, it's being curated right now. I located the 2 places that I want to have for our host properties. The experiences I'm dialing in right now, everything is so different and unique. I cannot wait to share all the details. It is nothing like any other retreat you've been to, I promise you. And I know that because they're all very, very unique to Maui and to myself. So stay tuned for that. If you just click the show note link, it does everything for you. It'll populate. All you have to do is press send. It's so easy. So just click the link in the show notes for the Women's Maui Experience. That's going to be October, November of this year. And I will send you complete details for when we have everything locked in. And then you can actually go and sign up by just putting down a deposit. So I'm going to make this as easy as possible for people. Obviously, being Maui, it goes without saying, it is not going to be an inexpensive experience. So if you would like to put a deposit down to save your spot, pay over time, that's going to allow you flexibility to not have to pay the whole investment up front, because this is going to be an incredible investment for you personally. Speaking of women's experiences, I am gearing up for our Women's Sedona retreat. This Monday, May 6th, 7th, and 8th, it's a 2.5-day immersion. I am co-hosting with the beautiful, lovely, amazing Maria Teresa Chavez. I adore her. She is flying in from Peru, and she will be co-hosting and facilitating this lovely retreat with me. We have women coming in from all areas of the country, and it's just going to be a very intimate experience. There are still 2 spots left. However, with that being said, this episode's going to post on April 30th. If you feel called, click the link immediately and get in touch with me, because May 1st, we are closing all opportunities. It just needs to be done by May 1st if you're going to join us this Monday, May 6th. And stay tuned, because I've been whipping something up in my creative kitchen. Cannot wait to share with you just what it is. It's going to be local here in Arizona and then eventually beyond. So, and finally, my book is releasing in May, and it happens to be my birthday month, May 15th to be exact. Another Dance Around the Sun. And this past one was my most transformative. So I'm elated to see what this year brings. Let's go. Make it a beautiful and prosperous day, friends. Much love.